Good evening. Welcome to beautiful downtown Las Vegas. How many people are here from the Orient? Raise your hands. You, sir. Where are you from? No, wait, don't tell me. I'm sensing you must have soul. You're a soul man. Why don't you share with everyone where you're from?
Korea.
How about that, folks? And may I assume that this charming young lady is your daughter?
She's my wife.
Well, of course she is. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What's your name?
Young Kim.
Would you be kind enough to join me up on stage, please?
Are you serious about this guy? This is a joke? Want me to round up some moms and clowns while we're at it?
Young Kim, what if I told you that pretty necklace you're wearing has a broken catch, and on my count of three, will fall into your drink? Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that just blow your mind?
Yeah.
Yes, wouldn't it blow all your minds? 3, 2, 1, now. Somebody say spooky? Well, wait a minute. Look at your glass. Where'd it go? Young Kyung, why don't you look inside my pocket? Reach in. Dig deep. Let's have a big hand for Young Kyung. Well, that's magic, folks, and that's why I'm here.
You've probably seen a lot of those shows. Mentalists, magicians, illusionists. You'd be shocked to know that sometimes, not often, but sometimes, it's the real deal. Masquerading as an act. Hiding behind a few $50 tricks. Hiding in plain sight. Because if the magician doesn't do that, the alternative is impossible for others to live with. Anyway, Wednesday night at the back page doesn't pay very well, so I gamble. But I don't play against other people. Only against the house. So, no mega jackpots, no long shots. The idea is to go unnoticed. That way I can keep coming back. I'm not a god. I can't see everyone's future. Only my own. And only within 2 minutes. Except for when I saw her. But we'll come back to that.
There's no pattern to this guy. He's all over the map.
Oh, he's not counting. Not off the top of a five-deck shoe.
Wait a minute. Isn't it that two-bit magic act over at the back page? What's his name?
Cadillac. Yeah, it's Frank Cadillac.
Is he pulling tricks on us? Is that legal?
You can't trick the deck.
I'm telling you, that little prick knows what's coming.
If he's running that good a system, why is he not betting more?
That's going to be my second question.
Look at that, he's looking right at us. It's like he can hear us.
What table was that?
27.
This is Rod Bow, give me 2 minutes, table 27, coming right down.
Place your bets, please.
Here's the thing about the future. Every time you look at it, it changes. Because you looked at it. And that changes everything else.
9,007.
Empty the drawer. Move.
Drop the gun now!
Hi. 9,070.
Oh. Drop the gun! Step back!
It's his gun! He was gonna shoot two people!
Step back, we'll settle this right now. Hey!
What's he doing?
Secure the doors, elevators, escalators, every way out of this damn place. Now!
Freeman, seal off the blackjack tables. Sullivan, link up with Ray Ball.
On the floor, Ray Ball.
Bring up the other cameras.
That way, this way.
He's right next to you. $10 slots, aisle 14.
Russia, gift shop! Black t-shirt, straw hat, heading towards the entrance.
Fuck. Call Vegas PD.
Just stole a silver Charger tag, 585G4S.
Rose, the top of our gambling fraud wish list about 2 months ago. Now, what he does has nothing to do with luck. It's definable ability. Look at him. He knows exactly what to do and not be caught. Can you explain that to me?
No, I can't explain it, Callie, nor do I have the time. The Russian Federation has a 10-kiloton nuclear munition unaccounted for.
I understand that.
I'm not sure you do. We need every agent available beating the street. That bomb was stolen 5 weeks ago. We've just been informed of it now, which means it could be parked under this truck for all we know. I need actionable intelligence, not paranormals and bullshit magicians.
With all due respect, sir, this bullshit magician has shown a pattern of advanced awareness that is statistically impossible. You let me bring him in and you'll get what you want.
5 days, Callie. That's it.
Get me the head of casino security.
You Roybal?
It's Roybal.
Whatever.
Who are you?
Kavanaugh. Take a walk. Hey, Roybal. This isn't a pissing contest. Come on.
You got a new car?
Stolen. Oh, look at this. 20 minutes to walk 20 steps. Well, that's what you get from two packs a day.
Oh, hey. Yeah. I got you two sandwiches.
Two sandwiches? Oh, that's 20 grand.
Come on, take it. I love you.
Oh, gee. How can I repay you?
Oh, must be a bitch to park this thing.
Chief Roybal, Special Agent Ferris.
I'm sure Agent Kavanaugh has explained to you that everything you say is admissible and forward, and anything you knowingly admit can be used against you. Do we understand each other?
Sure.
Tell me about Chris Johnson.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, how about Frank Cadillac? You chased him out of your casino tonight. He stole a car from valet parking.
Yeah. I know Cadillac. I thought he was cheating us at cards. Next thing I know, he's tackling some guy and waving a gun.
Well, the gun wasn't his. The man he tackled is wanted for two casino killings in Reno. He's in custody now. Come on, I'll show you some. You remember this?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. We were saying he's looking right at us. Say, how'd you get this?
Well, think carefully. What were you talking about right when he looked up?
We were saying if he has a system, why isn't he betting more?
You sure you weren't doing or saying anything else?
I was going down to pick him up. I was reaching for my remote.
And right then, that's when he looked up. Be very specific.
That's what I said. He looked up, really.
So he doesn't have to be there to do it. Once you enter his consciousness, he can pick it up.
Was that to work his system?
Thank you. We're finished.
Done some good here, Mr. Roy Bow. But none of it is up for discussion. Now, as far as you're concerned, Ms. Johnson never existed.
That's going to be difficult considering 100 cameras saw him at the casino.
Not to worry. The tapes have been destroyed.
Hey, she single?
Chris, you can't keep stealing cars and having people chase you. That's not a life. But you got to forget this girl that you keep seeing in your head.
I'm not going anywhere until I meet her.
Well, suppose you don't show up.
She already did. At the diner. 9 minutes after 8.
Well, you got a couple of hours. How about a game of pool?
All right, Irv. We'll shoot some pool.
We timed every hand at blackjack. The longest was 89 seconds when Johnson pulled a 6-card 21.
So we know he can see at least a minute and a half ahead.
I had our techs run a radio frequency spectrum analysis. It came up dry. She's not receiving any form of electronic help. At one point, there was a 2-minute, 16-second delay. He never bet, just got up and walked away.
Well, maybe 2:16 is too long. He can't see that far. Narrows our window a little bit anyway.
Got him. Vegas PD got a lowjack hit on the stolen vehicle.
Okay. Listen, about that girl. When you looked at the clock, did you happen to see a calendar? Because it could be 10 years from now she gets hungry.
It's got to be soon. I've never seen further ahead than 2 minutes. Except for her.
Now, what do you think the reason is for that?
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't scare easy. Maybe she's the one.
Well, when you get like this, there's no talking to you.
She's almost here.
What happened to the diner?
Somebody else. A cop.
A cop? Well, then you gotta go.
Hold on. I want to see how much she knows, what she wants from me.
Miss Johnson. Still here, huh?
Where else would I be?
Special Agent Ferris. Next time, steal a car without LoJack. Can we speak privately?
It's okay, Irv. Go ahead. Thanks.
I'm sure you know why I'm here. Because you're the man who knows what I'm going to do before I do it, right?
Oh, the show, right. Right. I saw you there. Wonderful. You like magic tricks.
Yeah, I do. Like your magic tricks, clairvoyance, whatever you're calling it. Stuck with something hard. A stolen nuclear munition is being smuggled into the United States, or may, in fact, already be here. I want you to look ahead and tell me where it's going to be deployed.
I think you've got the wrong guy. It's a magic act.
You going to stick with that story? Because millions of lives are at risk. And you could maybe prevent a major catastrophe. On a practical note, we're standing in front of a stolen vehicle, and you are wanted for assault involving a weapon at the casino.
All right, that was an accident. He had a gun. He was going to shoot two people.
Yeah. How'd you know that? No good deed goes unpunished, does it? I can fix your legal problems, buddy, but you've got to step up. Otherwise, your next magic show is going to be at Folsom State Prison.
It's ironic, but people like you who try to help have been torturing me, in the full sense of the word, since I was 3 years old. What do they call it? Observed play therapy. Featuring the marathon 36-hour, can you guess the next flashcard game? So please, leave me alone and let me live some semblance of a normal life.
I love to indulge your feelings, but I am dealing with a slightly larger picture right now. Now, you can exercise your responsibility to help your fellow man, or I will exercise that responsibility for you.
You're right. I gotta go.
My seconds tonight.
Excuse me, honey, can you get off my car?
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Roybal?
It's Roybal. Can I help you, man?
I have a few questions, if this is a good time.
Gaming commission, it's after hours. You guys should be at a strip club, right? Come on.
What can you tell us about Chris Johnson?
I don't know who you're talking to.
Let me rephrase the question.
I noticed you were alone, too. Do you mind if I join you?
Actually, I do.
Sorry to bother you, but I have a question about the coffee. The bean they use...
Isn't that something you should probably ask your waitress?
Yes, it is. Excuse me, do you have a light?
I don't smoke.
Here you go, hon.
Thanks. Please. Follow me here, Fendi?
No. I just thought we could talk.
You know, we got really nothing to talk about. And I told you that 3 weeks ago.
Liz, come on. All right, I had an off day. Just give me another shot.
It's not going to happen, okay? So maybe you should just go.
Do you know how hard it was to find you? I was at your apartment. I tried the Starbucks on Lexington. I was at the dry cleaner. All I am asking for is a few minutes of your time so that we can work things out.
Okay, Jesus, you are stalking me now.
Don't say that, please. That's a terrible thing to say to someone.
Let go of me, Kendall.
Look, I thought we could talk. You know, maybe we could take a drive, and now you are ruining it.
You're hurting me.
Kendall, I think you're having another off day.
Who the hell are you?
I'm her future.
Really?
Hi, my name's Chris. You okay, Kendall?
See, the thing is, I feel connected.
I don't know the reason why. See, now listen. I think it's only fair that you pay for the ladies' breakfast. What are you having? Pecan pie's amazing.
Excuse me, I can pay for my own breakfast. You know what? You two work things out. You're hurting me.
Kendall, I think you're having another off day.
Who the hell are you?
I'm her future.
Really?
Incoming.
God damn it, Kendall!
What? Don't blame me. This is your fault.
Get out of here. Will somebody please call the cops? I am so sorry. Are you okay? Let me help you. Come on, let's get you cleaned up. Come on. Okay.
I need some stars.
Yeah. I'm Liz.
Chris.
You must have a death wish getting involved in that. Here, just...
Okay.
Just... Okay, hold it there for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
It will.
What will?
Your luck. It's going to change.
What are you, a leprechaun?
Do leprechauns get punched in the face or have their car stolen?
Your car was stolen?
Yeah. I'm hoping they find it today. I'm supposed to be in Flagstaff.
Hey, is this
Toothless here?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hurts.
Well, listen, maybe I could give you a ride. I'm kind of going that way.
That would really be helpful, Liz. Thank you.
Well, I do have to make a stop, though.
It's okay.
And it might take a few hours, so cool with that.
Hey, look, if you're uncomfortable with this, I'll take the bus.
No. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, you're not a psycho. Right? Because the first psycho vibe I get, you're out of the car.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Deal.
Deal.
It's amazing, isn't it? I end up in a diner where you are, both headed in the same direction.
I don't know if I would call it amazing, but...
Destiny. That's what it really is.
Okay, I'm starting to get that psycho
vibe. Oh, no. You don't believe in destiny?
Well, even if it does exist, I don't think I want to know. I mean, if every move we make is preordained, then what is the point of that? I mean, life is supposed to be a surprise. Isn't it?
It would be nice.
So he came in twice a day for a week at exactly 8:09.
Yeah, he'd stay a few minutes, have a martini, and then he'd go.
till today when he met that lady.
You didn't find anything strange about that?
Not strange enough to call the police.
We've got a regular that counts the cornflakes in his bulk, so it has to be an even number.
Got any cameras?
Inside? No.
Outside?
No.
So you notice what kind of car he was driving? Maybe over here, where they were going? I don't know what car, but they were headed up to Flagstaff. That's what they said.
Got another regular? She's always on a diet. Brings in a scale and her own salad dressing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Guy knows we're after him, but he still risks coming here.
8:09, twice a day.
He doesn't even know if it's day or night, just the time he's waiting for. All right, there's a traffic cam over there, bank, 7-Eleven across the street. Just run all the tapes, maybe we'll get lucky and catch him alive.
Hey, your buddy Roy Bow, the casino chief, had his throat cut last night after getting a kneecap shot off.
You're telling me this now? We just talked to him about Johnson.
Hey, I just found out.
All right. Local weapon?
Dead end. The forensics came up empty, not a hair, not a fiber.
Somebody wants information. Now, the next time anything happens relative to Johnson, I want to know right away. I don't care if it's a paper cut.
Okay, boss.
Security. What did you learn from him?
For a macho guy, he screams like a girl.
But he was questioned by federal agents looking for Chris Johnson, yes?
He said they haven't found him yet.
Do you believe this shit? You can see things before they happen.
It makes no difference what I believe. Look, we spent 2 years setting this up. And that man out there is worried all this will be compromised by Johnson.
We're wasting our time looking for some magician.
We're being paid to secure the operation, Jones, not to hunt down some carnival barker.
Really? Then why are the same authorities that are looking for us so interested in him? Get rid of him. Do it now.
Have a suit by reservation. I teach here once a week. The conditions are pretty lousy.
But it's in the canyon. One of the 8 wonders of the world.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Liz.
Well, a couple hundred years ago, this tribe was booming. Plenty of food and a thriving culture. They should be better off. But I guess this was just their destiny.
I'd like to meet their shaman. I read once that in many North American tribes, their shaman's purpose wasn't only healing, but they also claim to have power over the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. To bring on or stop rain. Even no future events. Mm-hmm. You think that's possible?
Well, I believe anything is possible.
Me too. Whose birthday?
One of my students. Hey! How's it going?
Hello.
How is everybody? Good?
Voila.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, was
that,
good.
That was the last few. Oh, I messed up on the last
one. On
time.
The last one, yeah.
I thought you weren't coming back till next Monday.
Well, I'm not, but it's Jake's birthday. How could I miss that?
Who's that man you're with? Is he your boyfriend?
No, not my boyfriend. Just my friend.
I think he likes you.
Well, why would you say that?
Because he looks at you like my brother looks at his girlfriend.
Hey, Jay. You want to see some magic? I'll show you something. Come here. I found this rock out in the canyon, and I want you to hold it, because it's a magic rock.
That's right.
Hold it really tight. Keep squeezing. It's magic.
Oh.
You won't bite. Happy birthday.
So you're a magician?
Well, I have a small magic act back in Vegas. The Frank Cadillac Show.
I thought your name was Chris.
It is. Frank Cadillac is my stage name.
Should you come up with that?
I picked two things I really liked and I put them together. Frankenstein and Cadillacs.
You are odd. Charming. But odd.
Fire! Visitor on the ring!
Nice. A little close, though. Okay. You were right about the traffic cam. We've got a positive ID.
That's so hard.
Yeah. I like rain.
I like rain too.
You know, once, I think it was in Denmark, it rained fish because the sun dehydrated the water, took it up into the atmosphere, rehydrated the fish eggs, and they hatched and rained fish.
Is that true?
Yeah, in the clouds. True story. It happened 50 years ago. Just felt like sharing that with you.
Road's washed out ahead. You can't cross till morning. Not even then if this keeps up. We'll spin around and go back about 2 miles, take your second left. There'll be a motel there called...
Cliffhanger, thanks.
Him, right?
That's it? There's no front plate. Where's the other side?
I don't have it.
What was that on the front window? Go back. Back, back. Back. There. Zoom in. That's a permit. Track it and find her.
Light a fire.
Chris, one little problem.
Oh, no. I'm gonna sleep in the car.
Thanks.
Sure.
Hey, did you hear the joke about the Zen master who ordered the hot dog?
No.
He said he'd have one with everything. Good night.
Good night.
Cliffhanger Motel outside Flagstaff. And we found an Arizona DOT foreman who remembered the Land Cruiser.
Why would he do that?
Well, the road was flooded. He was about to suggest a place to stay.
But Johnson already knew, right?
Exactly.
Callie, it just got worse.
All right, people. We've got a nuclear alert, code red, Southern California region, L.A. to San Diego, 95% certainty. Nuclear emergency search teams are on the way, but until they get here, somebody please tell me what my agency, the FBI, is doing about it?
Well, sir, Tier 1 suspects have been interrogated. Cars and premises have been checked, friends and acquaintances. We've opened up surveillance on Tier 2 and 3 suspects, but nothing actionable yet.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Waiting for something actionable? I mean, there are 8 million lives that are precarious at best, so I say we widen the net to slightly suspicious and get some decent intel before this nuke blows up Los Angeles.
All right, Kelly. What do you propose we do next?
I believe that the urgency of the situation compels the use of any and all resources to obtain Chris Johnson. We know where he is. Let my team pick him up.
Ils sont en train de se mobiliser. Je retourne la voiture.
Vous avez l'image?
Oui. He said they're mobilizing.
Standard procedure when security is escalated. Tell them to wrap it up. Lead us straight to Johnson.
Nettoie tout et fous le camp.
On est fait.
Ok, je suis sur le chemin.
You hungry? There's a coffee shop down the road.
I'd rather eat here if that's okay.
Sure.
There's an Italian painter named Carlotti, and he defined beauty. He said it was a summation of the parts working together in such a way that nothing needed to be added, taken away, or altered. That's you. You're beautiful.
With a parabolic set right here.
That's fine, but I also want mobile surveillance and give me two or three roamers. If he rabbits on us, I want to be flexible. Ferris,
Call the local police and Flagstaff. Tell them to hold the outside perimeter. I want that area locked down.
The body turned up in an apartment with a line of sight to my office. Slit throat like Roy.
Somebody's trying to follow us to Johnson.
Give it 40 seconds.
So after 2 minutes, he just stopped seeing what's going to happen?
I sure as hell hope so. Ferris. What is this about? I'm going to need a few minutes of your time. Yeah, okay.
Je la mets dans la voiture.
They're putting her in the car. Days ago?
He used you to get away from us in Vegas.
You can be pretty sure that everything he told you is a lie. He's delusional. A sociopath. Oh my god.
Go back to the motel. Have a drink. Put one of these in his glass. It'll take 5 minutes to put him to sleep, then we'll come in and get him. Nobody's been hurt.
But this is important. You need to do it at least 2 minutes after you get him out of the room. But why do you need me? Why can't you just get him? As I understand it, you work for a federally funded program teaching on various reservations. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Well, I think you'd be eager to help us. We're on the same team.
Now they're letting her go.
Thanks for the note.
Sure.
Did you have a nice walk?
I did. You know, it's really beautiful here. I have a present for you.
Oh, thanks. I didn't need that.
Yeah.
Something wrong?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Now, why don't you go wash up? I'm going to make us breakfast.
Okay.
45 seconds. Good.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Don't drink that. It's drugged. Oh, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing. Some federal agent came up to me and said that you're delusional.
Give me broadband noise reduction. I don't like hearing this.
Speak quietly and act normally. How long did they say the drugs would take?
About 5 minutes.
Nice inside kick. Wow! He said he wanted to concentrate on boxing, but he's getting his wish. Connecting with that left.
What is he doing?
He's drinking. Give it a minute. Clean shot.
Not yet.
A man in that casino would have killed two people. It happened. It just hadn't happened yet. Fluffy cranberry or a stack of chocolate chip pancakes for the kids.
Fluffy cranberry or a stack of chocolate chip pancakes for the kids in an infant.
Safe? Who knows what's safe? I know a man who dropped dead from looking at his wife.
Safe? Who knows what's safe? I know a man dropped dead from looking at his wife.
You can't get lost in the woods if you never go into the woods.
You can't get lost in the woods if you never go into the woods.
Boy, you got an answer for everything.
That's right, sir. You're the only person authorized to do so.
That's right, sir. You are the only person authorized to do so.
How are you doing this?
I have no idea how, but I can. I was born with it.
Some kind of a trick.
You know we don't have time for that. You said anything was possible.
Van Arr.
Van Arr.
So you see things before they happen.
In which a lower echelon commander...
You see the future.
My future. What will affect me in only 2 minutes ahead. Except you. For some reason I saw you. For some reason I saw you far beyond anything I'd ever seen before, and I don't know why.
What do you mean you saw me? You've been doing that to me? That you know what I'm going to do and what I'm going to say? That you've just been setting me up?
No, I haven't. I wanted to find you because I needed to know why I was seeing you. And because I... It wasn't a setup.
And why haven't you radioed the planes countermanding the GOAT code?
What do they want from you?
One of the provisions of...
I think I can help them in matters of national security.
The GOAT code is received. The normal SSB radios in the aircraft.
I don't understand. If you can help them, why don't you?
Because I can't. I can only give them a 2 minute head start, and that's if my life is personally involved.
But with me, you can see further.
Yeah. But they don't know that. There's almost $10,000 in this envelope. They know about you. You need to get away from here. What time do you have?
9:10.
Set your watch at 9:17. Leave this when I leave and wait exactly 45 seconds before you do what it says. I'll take Ferris with me. It might be a week or a month, but if you can wait, I'll find you.
Something's wrong.
Thank you.
You know you're not going to shoot.
Deed goes unpunished, does it?
She got him.
Now what?
He's here?
C'est bon, je laisse sur la route.
A real shelf character. I know I seem like the bad guy in all this, but in the interest of preserving our freedom, there are larger issues at play.
What about my freedom?
With freedom comes responsibility.
I have rights.
This isn't about you. This is about 8 million other people.
If I do what you want, you'll keep me in this chair forever.
There is a nuclear bomb somewhere in Los Angeles. And every television station in the world will broadcast precise details of its detonation. So go on, push that 2 minutes as far as you can. And find it.
Technology corporations oppose this idea, and tech lobbying is blamed for stalling the proposed
structure. Members of the LAPD bomb squad are staging in that area. We want to go live now to reporter Lisa Joyner at the scene for the very latest. Lisa.
Jeff, the standoff began when police received an anonymous phone call stating that explosives would be detonated at this parking garage at 2nd and Broadway at 6 o'clock tonight. There's no, they have no idea on a motive. The victim, however, has been Las Vegas. Now, earlier, you saw the LAPD had surrounded the area. They secured a perimeter, but now the bomb squad is making their way onto the deck of this building, and they're the men that are walking up with black suits on and such. Oh my God! There's been an explosion. There's been an explosion. The victim has been identified as Elizabeth Cooper of Las Vegas, and She was strapped to a wheelchair. Sorry.
Approximately 10% of U.S. workers receive stock options. Many technology companies could be out.
Tell me what just happened.
I can't. It won't work like this. Just get me out of this room and I'll do what you want. I beg you, please get me out of this room.
Let him out.
Callie, wait up.
What?
Forensics report on Betty Peterson. The dead girl in the apartment. Her throat was cut, bled out. Otherwise, nothing to DNA. The place was immaculate again. How'd it go with Johnson?
Well, something happened, but he's not sharing. You know, there are traces of potassium iodide.
Some medication Peterson was taking? They found an empty pill box.
No. The only reason to take it is to prevent radiation poisoning.
Oh, hey, wait. Can I get a smoke or something? I need to relax. Hey, can I get a light? Look at this. Look. Ta-da!
Why are you here?
They killed her. 2 hours from now. They killed Liz.
Tell me what you saw.
I saw them execute her. Right there. On the roof.
It hasn't happened yet, and I know who has her. It's
the same people we're after. There's a reason that they brought you here. They're using Liz as bait. 10 to 1, you go out on that roof, they're going to put a bullet in your brain.
I know.
Right now, she's still alive. She is, you are, we all are. Let's try to keep it that way. I help you, you help me, all right?
I want a 2-mile radius. Every telephone grid, shortwave, cell tower. Shut it down.
What do you want me to do?
Let him shoot you.
Didn't get him.
Not a lie. You fired on the chopper. But it doesn't matter. He couldn't call in the hit. So as far as they're concerned, you're not here yet. Buy us time.
Every way I try this, she still ends up dead.
What did he do it earlier? He said bring her here in a vehicle, right?
Looking for a license plate.
Right.
See it?
It helps if you don't speak right now. Plate number 50K F272.
California tag 50 kilo Foxtrot.
Okay, bad problem.
What do you want with me? Alain, fais attention. Who the hell are you people? Got it. Sit-trap, Kavanaugh.
Local SWAT has been deployed and the regional team just showed to back us up.
All right, listen up. A van carrying Elizabeth Cooper will exit the warehouse across from Pier 18 compound in approximately 5 minutes.
4 minutes and 27 seconds. Do you mind?
Not anymore. Go ahead.
They've got her wrapped in explosives, wired to a cell phone.
Remote trigger. Another cell phone sets it off. Use your one-button speed dial.
If you'll take this route to the entrance gate.
At that point, Alpha and Bravo will swarm the entrance.
If you could just be quiet and do exactly what I say, I'll save your life. We need to stop the vehicle here before they get through the gates.
Alpha and Bravo will hold and contain here. Sniper teams will initiate on Johnson's call. On his call. Are we clear? All elements shoot to kill any hostiles.
What about intel?
We don't need them. We have him. All right, everybody! Let's go! Oh,
killer. Now.
Visual.
Give me that.
Aim for the doorway, 8 inches above the guardrail.
find him. Catwalk, second level.
Catwalk,
6 o'clock, second level.
Got him.
This deck by deck.
You take this one, I'll do the rest.
Let's sweep and clear.
Definitely won't be good for you.
You have one way out of this. That wasn't it. Liz, look at me. It's okay. Look at me. It's over. It's over.
The nuclear device was moved. We need to find its exact location. Now this registers any significant detonation in the Earth's crust. Take a look. Tell me what you see.
Something's wrong. I made a mistake.
What?
I made a mistake. It's happening.
When?
Now!
Thank you.
got four teams in place. We're just waiting on the road crew.
All right. Ferris.
It's me. I'll do it, but I have conditions. I want her left out of it.
I'm sure we can work something out.
Here's the thing about the future. Every time you look at it, it changes. Because you looked at it, and that changes everything else.
You ready?
Yeah.